Siman Kuf Pei Dalet Sif Hey. So the Mechaba over here continues with another case similar to Sif Dalet, where she's Regila Liris Re'iyot Mekoydim Anetzacham Arachan Anetzacham. It begins before Nates and continues until after Nates. Asura Balayla Ubiyoyim Kishir Hanim Shachboy. It's also at night, and the amount of time that it goes into the day, until 9 o'clock, 10 o'clock, whatever it may be. Now, if we take a look at the Rishayim over here, there are three sheets in the Rishayim. The first sheet is that she's also both oynis, Laila and Yoim. That's the first sheet. And the reason for that is because they both consider her oynis Re'iyasa. The second sheet is that she's only also in the first one. The Torah brings it, the Beis Yosef discusses it. She's only also, which is the night. And the third sheet, which is the Psak of the Shulchan Aruch, is the Raivin and the Rosh, that she's also the first Oina, which is the night. And then the second Oina, the Shir, that it was Nimshach, the Shir, that's the Derech of Ariyah to be Moshech into it alone. Not the full Oina, but whatever Zman that is. Now, the question, the obvious question that we need to ask is, why were they machmer over here that you need to be mach? They need to be parish also. That's man riyah. That's nimshach into the day. Why isn't it enough just the oina alone, the first oina alone? And more than that, we take a look at sivav. Sivav. What's the case in sivav? Invest nimshach shnayim ashlesh yamim. If it was nimshach for 2 or 3 days, sheshifas himsa lefes ainu tzvich lifresh ella oina rishen shal vest. She only has to be Pirish the first Aina. Even though we also we have a Machlaikis, right? The Rizah holds like the Mechab, and that's when the Mechab is passing, like the Balmar, the Rizah, that you only have to be Pirish the first Aina. There's a sheet that brought down in the Raivin that the first Aina is like a Dinves Kavua, and the other Aina is like a Dinves Shenik. There's a the sheets Ramban, they need to be chayshish for each oina. Each one is considered like a vest b'fnei atzma. The Rav holds you chayshish for the whole meshachariyah, like one long vest. So there are many different sheets over here. Take a look at the Prisha, Isir Aleph, he's mazbit the chiluk between the Rambam and the Ramban and the Rav. But their chilukim, But the Rebbe writes there, he says, "Sheyesh mishayim shetzvich halachas l'chol meshachariyah." Because when Abikim and the Maris Damim, the Cheshmi, you may need the Viziva, the Rebbe is doicha that, he says, Chazal will only choshish for this cheshash minigay of Zayin Nikiyim, that you have to be Yoshev Zayin Nikiyim akol tipa v'tipa, but in Kviyas HaVest, they were choshish, then maybe it's Dam Tar, and maybe she's making a mistake between Nida and Zav, we don't find that. However, he's still machmer to be pirish the whole Meshach Yimei Re'iyah because he considers it one long vest. So we have many different shitas, and yet the Mechaber is passing over here in Sivav like the shita that you only have to be pirish the first Aina. So why in Sivhei are we passing that you need to be machmer for more than that first Aina? And Be'etzim, this question is not just a question in the Mechaber, but it's also a question in the Piskei HaRashba and Teres HaBayis. And the Rosh also seems to have this stira, this question in their psak. So there are different approaches to this. Beginning taking a look over here with the Bach over here, the Ramaschol, Vitema. The Bach says Vitema, Tapaisim Lucharis Soisrim Zeze. Right, the chiva and the chos of a rosh tchila achros arrive b'roy b'riya meruba the asura oynis alayd be'eshas meshach aves v'yoyim im kein heich pasig av shifas beiz gom yom midas behepich midas arrive. So he says like this: it's v'nira the davke b'roy b'riya meruba misayfa neitz atoich tchilas ayoyim. It's davke when she's seeing a riya meruba from before Nates, should be before Nates, not be safe Nates. At toich tchilas ayoyim kivon, Now, Kori Yachas, he must stabber Karayvi. So, Achlivish called Oinus Alayla. Shas Meshach Aves, Beyoim, the Chomeshach Ze, Beshem Vest Nikra. It's considered like one Riyah. Abishifas, Bezugim Yamim. But when she's being Shifas 2 or 3 days, we're the Inriyah Achas, not one Riyah. Madam Shereba Inrishaina, Utchidas Aves, Chomash Reach, Kachdom Yisirim, that was added onto it. So that's not called a Meshach Aves, it's not a Riyachas. And he brings a Raya from the Gemara Nid Yeron Beis. Then at the end he says, Mikom Makam HaRizav HaRosh B'chalkim Esfarz V'achreim Nimshach HaShulchanach B'Pesach. Fine. Akapani, he starts to give a teretz that the vart of the Mechaber is that we look at the Oynas HaRi'iyah. So when it started towards the end of the night, right before Neit, and continued to live the Neit, so that's the Oynas HaRi'iyah. But when it starts and goes for 2-3 days, Shefas or Zalefes, we're not going to consider that as a Oynas HaRi'iyah. So we just give the first Oyna, that's the Oyna. That's the teretz that the Bach wants to give. However, the Drisha and the Levush, the Drisha Nice Hay and the Levush, and the Levush want to say as follows, that in Sif Hay, so in Sif Hay again, it's talking about the case we started before Nate. In Siv Hey, over there it started before the night, before Nate, and continued afterwards. He says that since was in Nimshach Adari after the Soina only a small amount, but the Hemshach was only a small amount, Svari, there's a Svari to say that it's one vest, and there we have to be parished that whole Zman. Once Nimshach for a few days, it's not Mastarber to say that it's all being Mastarber to the Chlil Sariyah. So with Taila, that's only Tosefes Damim, and therefore you only chayish for the first Riyah. And that's why the Taz and the Shulchan Aruch Rav, Taz and Ois Tes and the Shulchan Aruch Rav and Ois Chav Beis seem to bring it down. However, the Taz Metama, but where do we find this? Like, very nice. You have a nice Svara of a, how do you know to make this Chilik? How do you know to make this Chilik? The Gilui Masha is above. Oh, I forgot to bring Aruch HaShulchan. Can I tell us on the children? And okay. Very good. Okay. You put it back on? So the Gilyan Mashah, you know, his Bob is Marich on this. He proves that it's a Vur like this in the Rosh. However, the Aruch HaShulchan Aruch Chavtes, he brings this down and he says, he says, "Vloidami ladin akoydim shasur gamba in a shnia." He's going to sevav. He says, "Not doyma to is hay." The awesome davar muru b'chashem kaves atme al b'kan iev shishtiyah riachas kol bezviyoyel to sevav dam fine. Va'oyd the beemes gamba din akoydim who rak chunra ba'alma k'dimuchem idibre tor. Even in sev hay, it's a chunra ba'alma. Ubeemes rabim saivrim gam sham dein esirak belayla. Verak arayvit hichmer beze. Ulufish is man muidhu. Lechashin lo. Big deal, so you machmer a little more time. It's not such a big deal. Ashenke bekan. Shizman maruba. So what you can be machmer for 2-3 days? Mukmina ikra didina. Kainer li. Umayushu gimgum hataz visifkat in test. Minole lechalik bekach. So you say, you're right, there's really no makar to be mechalik like this. And it's taka chumra to be machmir for this man that's nimshach. And really, there should be no difference between the zman and nimshach of sifhei and the zman and nimshach of sifvav. Except what? In sifhei, where it's only a small amount of time, we'll be machmir. But in sif, where it's more than a small amount of time, so over there we're not going to be machmir. Now, so that's the chayav shot in the difference between sif hey and sif va. Now, there is an interesting liquid over here. Yeah. So what's that though? So now in the Gemara Tzavur that during the main Nidasa, during her Yimei Nidas, right? This is Yimei Ziba and Yimei Nida. Doing a main nida should cannot be kavei avest. The Rishonim, the Ramban, Alam Tessa of Bezos, and Halachas, Berg Hei Halach Tazayin to Yudzayin, brings down, Bezman Azeh, we're not bekiyim in the Chesh, we may need in Ziva, we're also not bekiyim in Mar Saddam, therefore, Yishu can be Kavaz, even be made Nidasa. And that's where the Torah Paskins and Simen Kuf Beites. Yishu can be Kavaz, even though this may be, or you may need this. Why over here are we saying that she does not need to be parish except for the first oina of the vest? Haril chayra, let's be chayshish. In each one of the oinas of the vest, that maybe this is the first oina. Right? Just like someone sees doing me nidasa, like the dinim, someone sees doing me nidasa. Right? Look, and let's take a look. Look at the Siddhi Taira and the Chavis Das speak about this. The Siddhi Taira. Look at the Siddhi Taira, it's Tess. So the Chavis Das is in Zion. Okay, we have the Chavis Das first. Chavis Das. Chavis Das in Zion. Over here he says, right, so he's going on again, he's going on Sivvav. Sivvav, we said, Eini Tzrich Lifresh Allah Oina Rishayna Shalavest. Frank, the kasha though had two pasuk simukov beitas karamban. The zman is the isha kevaz ves. He tam lebikin beini may nidli may ziva bein dam tome dam tome. Veishlocha shema rishon ayu may may ziva ayu dam tar. Vasheni ayu shlishi ayu dam tome. Umascheles umitchilas nida shruy lekviz ves. Chaviyasham beiseis. So the Siddhi Taira says the Yisoid over here. The Siddhi Taira also and the Chavis Das say Yisoid over here that if she was Paska between the Re'iyas, if let's say she had a Re'iyah and stopped and then started again, she would have to be Chashish for the other Oynas also. Meaning Aisha could be Kavaz Ves, we may need them. But over here where she was Sheikh Fas, Omizal Lefes for 2 or 3 days, so then that's when we're going to be chayish for only the first oina. Because it's all considered like one re'iyah. So we're toilet to say that the whole re'iyah came at one time. Or it's all, and either all is tamei or all is tar. Or all is bimei nidus or all is bimei ziva. Right, that's what they want to answer. That right, he says here. Says, the daf could be poi sekes kaim lakim. Abishifas ain't lachash the vadi riachasi. So either it's all tar or all tame, all nidus or all ziva. But he says, Vim came by sekas viroya, chashash the chol yomim. If it stops and starts, you would have to be. The maisa afterwards, the doicha this teretz. They say, because according to this will come out, that the Isha who her derech is to see 5 or 6 days, and she's not Shefas or Mizalefes, but Pesekes, there are small, what do you call it, interruptions in between the Re'iyos, like the derech of Roiv Nashim. Roiv Nashim are not Shefas. The Gemara says, if you Shefas for 1 or 2 days, you die, you lose blood. So usually there are it trickles, it stops, it starts. So then it's gonna come out that every isha is gonna have to be chayish and be pirish for 5-6 days. V'lo shemano, someone who's machmas with this. So the Siddhi Taira lemaisa ends up with tzarchin. Taka is not sure what to answer. The Chavis Das is ma'arachamis. Now. What comes out from this, and I'll explain why I'm discussing this, what comes out from this is that what comes out from the Hemshel, the Chavis Das, the Siddhi Taira is that Kozman that I don't know, or she doesn't know, there was Hivsika, she doesn't have to be Chayshish that maybe now there's a new vest that stopped and there's a new vest. That she doesn't have to worry about. She could be Taila, that the Tchil Sari is the Iker, and just because for Chizri. When does she have to start worrying about it? After she did Hefzik Taira. When she does Hefzik Taira, so then already she established for herself that it stopped, it starts again. So then that's called a psika. But stam a lady who continues to see for 4 or 5 days before she does a Hefzik Taira, she doesn't have to be chayshed. Maybe in the middle it stopped and started again, or there was a new start every day. She doesn't have to be chayshed for that. As long as she didn't do a Hefzik Taira, she doesn't have to be chayshed for that. If she's Hefzika b'Taira, and then she saw again on that same day or the next day, if she did Hefzik Taira, and then that same day she started to see again, or the next day. So in this is machlekes apais. The Chavis Das over here seems to hold that if it only happened once, then you don't have to be chayshish for this dam. You don't have to be chayshish for this dam even outside dam v'sheni kvur. But if it happens to 3 times, where it's shaykh to be kaveya vest, to happen to 3 times, then she'll be chayshish for this vest like a vest kvur. But the Shulchan Aruch Rav seems to say in Rosal and Machris Shivsika boy, then she's Chayshish Afili Yesh Levesku Betzchizri Yasa. The Shulchan Aruch Rav says if she sees the Machris, not that same day, she have started, then the next day she sees, then she's Chayshish even if she has a Vesku for Betzchizri. The Aruch HaShulchan seems to learn. Right. The Aruch HaShulchan seems to learn that even if she sees the next day, she doesn't have to be chosh at all for this new Riyah. But if she's sick of a Taira and she had 1 day of cleanliness, was clean, and then she saw on the second day of her Yemei Sfira, even if it only happened to her once, then she'll have to be chosh for that day, Midin Vashenik Boah. So the Chavis Das and the Shulchan Aruch Rav is only she's kaveya vest 3 times, then she'll have to be chayshu for it. But he's learning even 1 time. Halacha lemaisa, there are different views in the Paiskim of how to dance up. What's the shayla that I'm addressing? A lady comes and she says, "I got a ri'iyah. I managed to get my Hefzik Taira." And then a day, 2 or 3 or 4 days later, it starts to bleed again. Next month, how many Yemei Vestas does she have? Does she count from the first one, the second one, both? What does she do? So, here in Yerushalayim, as far as I know, even though other people disagree with that, but as far as I know, the meaning of Yerushalayim was that until she gets to the mikvah, even she did have Hefzik Taira already, she does not count the second year as the best. That's the way the older Rabbanim were naig. And therefore, even if she was managed to be Masik B'Taira, and then she got a Riyah again, we can still count the best is from when the Tchilas Hariyah, the first Riyah started. Okay? I take that back. Maybe I shouldn't say Minigin Shleim. But kach kibalt, fine, okay. Okay, that's sivvav. So that's his negayitos and sivvav. Siv Zayin begins over here now. The exceptions to the dinim of Avestas. We had one earlier about a katana, but Siv Zayin now speaks about Moberes, Menekes. And the truth is that in Siman Kuf Pei Tes, then the Siman Kuf Pei Tes, there are some very long halachas over there, being mazbed these dinim more barichas. What happens if the Mubarak sees once, she sees twice, she sees 3 times? And she doesn't see Menekes. So more of the dinim of Mubaris and Menekes we'll take a see over there. However, just to get a a glimpse of it over here. We have on the Zayin Omer Aleph, the Gemara tells us, Zayin Omer Aleph, I got it. Please, yeah, just right in front of me. It's in front of me. So, the Zayin Omer Aleph, it says as follows. The Mishnah says, Arba Noshin Dayon Shaitan, Sula Muberes Minikim Zakina. There are four women, which when they see Dam, it's enough to start her Dinei Tumah V'Tayra from right now. It has to be Choshesh for 24 hours beforehand. And who are they? Two of them are Muberes and Minika. The Gemara in Ches Amid Beis, the Gemara says, what's the Zman of a Muberes? What's the Shear? What's the Shear Zman of a Ubra? That she's considered Muberes? The Gemara says, Bekama Muberes Mishidea Ubra. Bekama Karasa Uba. What is that? Sumchis Oimim Shimramea Shloisha Kadosh. How does she know that she's Hukka Ubra? So he says 3 months. So Muberes is Hukka Ubra when she knows that she's Muberes. How much is that? That's at 3 months. Now, there is a Machlekes in the Yerushalmi, how you count these 3 months, if they're complete 90 days, or it's enough roiv of the first one and roiv of the last one, and the middle one is complete, so therefore it comes out to 62 days. The Masha over here, Aches on the days, is in the Daik of the Gemara that you need Shleimim, you need 90 days. Tesis Yantim, Mishnah Chayim, different Chayim, all the Mishnah, Perek Aleph. Mishnah, hey, speak about this. La halacha, we passing that you need 90 days from the Tevila. 90 days from the Tevila, that's called Muberes. The Padis Ramayim is bothered. It's interesting. The Mechab is writing halacha sefer. The Mechab writes over here, Im igia vest b'mei bura. Padis Ramayim?
No, what's it going for?
The Mishnah? Shami? The Shami is perek aleph halacha gimel. The Paris Maimon is bothered. Mechab says, Migia Vesmei Bura, Mishahuka Ubra. Why is it Mishahuka Ubra? Speak to Zach, say Gimel Chadashim, say 90 days. Why Mishahuka Ubra? So he says, because Roy Pa'amim, it's not Yidua when she became pregnant. Therefore, you're right, it's Huka Ubra. What's Huka Ubra when she starts feeling? She's what's Hukobra? She doesn't know what's Hukobra. So therefore he says, Minastam, he says, when it's Hukobra, when she starts being Maka, that she's Taka pregnant, she could assume that Minastam already 3 months went by. But if she knows that 3 months didn't go by, even though she's Hukobra, Avadishnam, Sulak is dumb until Gil Chadash. In other words, the Mechab is telling you that normally when you reach the point of a cobra, then you know that 3 months went by. But if you know that 3 months didn't go by since the last little tefillah, then obviously, you know, it's still not going to be mesurah. Because Baal Kapanim gets a dik in the Mechavad, he says, Mishul Kobra. Now, the Gemara test of an Aleph is mesupik. If let's say, Higia, the Gemara is, Higia Ace Vest, as Ace Vest that be made Bura, does she need a bedik according to the Mandama versus the Raisa or not? And the Pashta is that since she's Muslak as Damim, saying the Gemara's Pasha that since she's Muslak as Damim, she does not need a bedik. Now, I think we discussed this Gemara, Barichas, when we learned it, correct? Anyone remembers? We didn't discuss this Gemara? No? Okay, fine. So, when we left the city of Machba, compared it to Muberes.
Okay, fine.
So Rashi over there says Vestos Mashma. I mean, Rashi over there is Mashma that they were only Makel by a Nos Ves, which is that they were Makel by Oinas Aves, which is Muberes, but it's only Bidi Evet. Rashi's Mashma only Bidi Evet. Bidi Evet means. Was over the leibatka, she's tired. The lechatchila avada she needs vedika. This is mashmaya of Rashi, the Ramaschal Vestas. Similarly, the Raivin and Balei Nefesh and Ramban and Perik Hey, Halacha Chavdalit, both learn that it's only a lechatchila dikdin. The Rashi and Teres Abayis and the Rosh learn that even lechatchila she doesn't need a vedika. And she doesn't have to be parish samach levesta, because she's misulek as dame. She's misulek as dame. If you take a look at Rashi in Soita, Tavchof Amabez, the Ramaschal Pachto of the Rashi's Mashma, the Lechatchila she needs a vedika, even if it was of Avest. And that which she's misulek as dame only helps the Gabe, that if, even though she wasn't Batka, the Sech Sheves, we're not going to be Machsiker as a Ross Saddam, and she still could do a Bedika, which will help her out. That's all that helps. So we have different Shittas in the Rishonim of when the Gemara is telling us that since she's Mesulek as Damim, therefore she doesn't need a Bedika, what does that mean? Either it's Bedi'evit, she doesn't need a Bedika, of Aves, she doesn't have to do now a Bedika, or even Lechatchila. Or Rashi and Seifas Mashma that about she has to do Bedika, but it helps. Beis Yosef, over here during Masav and Taima, say he learned in the Das of the Torah that the Gemara needs to be Makel Bedi Eved. Bedi Eved was Ava Vesel Batka, but Avad Lechatchila you need to do Bedika. Even though the Gemara says that this is according to the Mandama Vestis Daraisa, but La Halacha, the Vestis the Rabbanan, says the Beis Yosef, it's Mestabe that even Lechatchila, you don't need to be Chosh for the Vest at all. Therefore, according to the Shittas, right, now we go back to the Shittas that help, that even according to the Mandama Vestis Adrabanan, still, the Zmana vest, the vest itself is the Raisa. So then we'll come out of split. That even during you make Ibor or Hanoka, one will have to be Machmet to be Pirish during the Oinasa vest itself and not the Samachta vest. Alright, you'll have to figure out what that is. But that's what will come out according to the logic of the Vesias. The Mais and the Machaba passes like the Rashba that. It's even Lechatchila, she does not need to do a Bedika because she's Mesulek and stuff. That's the way the Mechaba passes. There's a Chuvish Shvos Yaakov, Chedek Aleph, Simon Ayin Aleph, that the Achrayim quote, that he writes over there that Muberes is Mesulek is Damim from Tchila to Iber, from the beginning of Iber. And he's mashma that the Isha knows that she's Muberes. If she taka knows she's Muberes from the beginning of the Ibar, she does not have to be chayshish for her vest, even if 3 months did not pass. 3 months didn't pass from the beginning of the Ibar. I, the Shulchan Aruch, says, Achehu Gobro. That's for someone that doesn't know that she's Muberes. So she has to be chayshish for Riyas Dam at its time until she's Hukobro. When she's hooked over and she knows that she's Muberes, then she becomes Sulak is dumb. That's the Shvos Yaakov. And there are others that quote this also. Now, if you take a look at the Sidri Taira, Zayin, Chavitas, Isbeis, Chassam Sofer, and Kof Peites, or Kof Samachtas, Kof Samachtas, and Kivegen, Chuvis, Kof Chavches, so that all these Acharim Matama on the Shvos Yaakov, And the chaylik, they prove from the Gemara that Tess Amar Aleph, that even if she knows that she's moved Beretz, she's not like as Dhamim until 3 months pass, because then the Gemara says, what's the svar? The Gemara says, because Nasa Roisha Beberet Kaveinim Aleha. What's the, is that a magic Muberes Mesulek is Damim? The body is weakened. The body doesn't have the koyach to push the dam out. So that doesn't begin until 3 months. So what are you talking about? That if she knows, she doesn't know. There's a Matzias over here. So all these Achrenim and Tama and the Shvas Yaakov, and they say, and therefore the Shevet Alevi, Chele Gimel Sim Kofidal, Chele Dal Sim Tzaites, he goes ahead and he takes this and he proves on the Rishonim also, Ravadi, you have to wait 3 months, and Chalil Olahakob is it. I mean, just stop, Agav, most times this discussion is not even a Gea, because our women are Veshe Nikvua, and usually the simen that they find that they're pregnant is that they pass the Zmani Havestis, and they're wondering why didn't they get their period. So they do a test and they find out that they're pregnant, usually. So anyways, it's not negay. You already were Payish on your Zmani Havestis because you didn't know that. But if Lu Yitzu, you found that before, and that's where the discussion is. So if Maisha Yerdei Ched Gimel Simen Nun Beis over there, he says that you're right. Even though Midina Gemara, it's mavur that she's not beginning to select his dabim until 3 months pass, and only then is it that it's Raisha Vevreha, Kaveidim Aleha, and the end of dabim is Mesulakim. However, he says, since in Mitzias Bizmanenu already, he says, Zekama Mea Shana, Shanim, it's already for hundreds of years. That the derech hanashim is that the dam is nostalgic miyad at the beginning of the ibor, is that the derech for her to see dam even within the first 3 months of her ibura? Vadai ishtano hativ imbezed, the teva has changed, and therefore we can be seimachan this ladina, and if it was over haves v'lebatka, even though it wasn't 3 months from her ibur, she's mutter without a bedika. And it goes on over there to be mechicha from a Chuvah Sabach, a very interesting Chuvah Sabach, Sim and Kuf. However, leini prisha b'shas devest and b'dikal chatchila, it's mashma over there of Moshe that is dasis that the chatchila one should be machmer. That's his mashma in the Chuvah. However, the magia, the one that wrote in the brackets in Chelik Dalet. So over there, he writes the lemaisa. Moshe is the paskin to be mekel even lechatchila that you don't need to be baidik and you move to the baila. That's where Moshe writes. From Kiveger in the tshuva,
theoretically nowadays.
Me because what I said before. Okay.
If
you find that. However, Rav Kivega over there in Tshuva, Kuf Chav Ches, he says one thing. He says, and Rav Kivega was aware of this Matzias. Kivega says, Apa Pish Einenu Rois, Shim Sulek as Dom Mshasi Ibor, Kamakai, Kivega Shim Shacharach Nivsi, since the Shacharach Paskin that she does not have a Dom Sulek as Dom until 3 months, even Bismaninu, you need to chosh for a vest until 3 months passed, and that's the way, that's the way the Avni Nezer paskins in Simon Reish Lam Ches. However, Rav Moshe saw the Rav Kiveger and Avni Nezer. So Rav Moshe quotes over the Chedal Simon Zayin. He quotes the Rav Kiveger and he's Metama on Rav Kiveger. I think he quotes the Avni Nezer there also, if I remember correctly. And he's Metama on them. He says, I don't understand what you're saying. Chassam Seifa over there in Kuf Samach Tes, and also in Chiddush and Daf Tes, Amar Av, he says, he was also aware of this Metzius. He says, even though Bizman HaGemara, I'm sorry, you want to say more than that, right? He has a beautiful thing. He says, even Bizman HaGemara, there was Sulek is Domin from the beginning of the Ibor. However, Chazal said it's not considered a Sila Gomer because it doesn't help to remove the chazaka of Aruch Bezman Abba. The chazaka of Aruch Bezman Abba is stronger than the fact that the Mesulek is Damim from Tchil Zibar. Until 3 months come that we have now another Svara. It's a second Svara. The second Svara is that since it's Evarel Kvedim and Rosh of Evarel Kvedim Allah, so now with that Svara we can override. That's Pshat Gemara over the Nechtes, that Misha Avru Gimel Chadashim. Even though she was already Mesulekes, but Misha Avru Gimel Chadashim, now we have Evarel. So now the starfish of the two svaras together, we can be samech on it that she's a Mesulekes Damim and it overrides the chazak of. So therefore, Bezman is it, according to some say, but also come out that there's no din of Mesulekes, doesn't make difference until we come to 3 months. Okay. What? Aruch Bezman Abba? So what are you saying? So it should be more kulidic? I mean, this goes back to the Chassam Sefer Shitasi. We say Aruch Bezman Abba even by Vashenik Bezman Abba. But you're right. And I can go back to that discussion and have to figure it out. Okay, in general, I think many places can follow Rav Moshe's Pesach, but a lot of them follow Rav Moshe's Pesach from the way it's mashed in the tshuva, that l'chatchila she should do bedik at least on one of the vestas. But if it was aviv lebatka, then we're not machmer on her to do bedika. Those shittas that hold. Fine. Okay. I mean, depends. Sometimes I say don't do a bidik at all. Okay, now a menekes. What's the name of a menekes? Menekes. So the Shulchan Aruch tells us that the first 24 months, Mishnoilat Avlad, Afilu Mesa Vlad, in Rachman son of Vlad, dies. She has a din of Mislekes Damen. Ain't Sarach Lifresh Samach Levesta. This is like the sheet of the Chachamim on the Tesamel. Now, what's the reason why Menekes is Mesulekes Dam? So, Meir says, because the Dam is Nekar Menasa Cholot. The Dam is Nekar, and it turns Nunayin Chofresh. And it turns into Cholot. Which, according to Meir, as long as she's being a Menekes, as long as she's nursing, she's Bechest is Mesulekes. Chachamim held Evarah misparkim machmas leida. Her evarim apashid weakened because of the leida, and she doesn't get back to herself until 24 months. And therefore, she's musulekes until 24 months. And the chiddush is, vizeh is machmas leida. So as long as she had a leida, whether she's being menika or she's not being menika, she has this din of musulekes. She had to have a leida. It's not Leda. There's also a discussion. Let's say a lady has a miscarriage. Is that a Leda or not? It's more negate, not so negate over here, but it's more negate to an Elchus Tainus. And we have Heterim from Yeledes. What about a lady who had a miscarriage? Early on, later on, when do we consider it as a Leda? But it's a separate discussion.
How about a scheduled C-section?
It's a Leda.
I mean, like, after this.
What?
It's not coming out the natural way.
The mice say, "Vera misparekes, and Vera misparekes."
They recover a lot faster.
Who said? Who said? How many people do you know that had a C-section?
Too close people.
What?
Too close people.
And they recovered quicker.
quicker than
they got their strength back. Their strength, they got back.
They're back to like normal life now.
Everybody's back to normal life.
No, a lot faster than.
Okay, I don't believe that is true. Fine. I know that theory. You know too. I know a lot more than two, and I don't believe that's true. Okay. So the Marsham Chel Gimel Simreishi Dalid, he proves from a Tosis and Kedusha and Kedusha Aran that even if she did not start the Manik, that's how it goes. Still, she has a dim sulekes, and therefore he writes over there that as he says, she has a dim sulekes even if she didn't start nursing. Okay, so what's the halacha? The Maaser Moshe writes as follows: the Chel Gimel Siman Nun Beis says, "Bismaneinu Ishtanu Tivi." Again, the Teva changed, and Derech Roiv Noshim to Sidam when they're not being Menikas B'Poil. The Derech is for them Sidam, and even those that are Menikas, many of them Sidam while they're being Menikas. However, he says, even though this is the derech, but kolzman that they didn't start to see, you don't have to be chosh for any vest, right? Let's say to him again, Yishua had a vest kibul before him for her ibor. So does she have to start being chosh right away because the shtanot tibim maybe she'll see? There he says you don't have to. Ava pike to start being chosh for a vest, you don't have to. But once she sees once, now she's be machmen chosh like a regular isha. Vest kibul, vesheine kibul. She has to be choshish for that. That's what he writes. The Shem Ali says before that a Caesarian has a din like a Menekes. Regular din of Menekes, which is a Mesulekes dam. A Chedek Bobs and a Kof Chav Beis. Now.
I was asking specifically.
Right, but still the tzitzis of Mesperek is around. Okay, now, halacha l'maisa, we'll go out derech Rav Moshe. Until she gets her first ri'iyah, she does not have to be chashish. Once she gets her first ri'iyah, it means a ri'iyah, not that it's a continuation from the birth, she gets her first ri'iyah. So then she'll be chayshish ready for at least chaydish, and the second year she'll be chayshish for aflaga, and she's starting to get ears that seem to be coming at the normal space between them. So then she'll start being chayshish for the in the bain is awesome.
What are you chayshish for in the first 3 years?
Chaydish.
Chaydish then.
How long is that period of time?
Could be 1, 2, 3, 5, or 10. Depends on what's
happening. She would have 3.
So she's getting 1, 2, and they're coming 28 days apart, so then she's right back to regular. But they're 45 or 50 days apart, and then, you know, she's still... Do we speak about an Isha who sees always more than 30 days when you get in Venus?
The
Sugis is never going to talk about it. Okay, fine. Okay, the Gemara over here, I'm sorry, that's Siv Zayin. Siv Ches. Do you have time? And I'm still with it?
I haven't seen Siv Ches.
You what?
We're not
at Siv Ches. Oh, you didn't see Siv Ches? Okay. Then here we go.